It is a good day, and it's the same as yesterday. It was a good day. Tomorrow will be a good day. Help yourself to the talents of Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, who has deals today from all over the place. Roberta, tease us, baby.
Ooh, we've got a way to declutter your home, which is something I desperately need.
Right.
And we've got a great coupon for Outback Steakhouse.
I found that good fires are a good way to clean up somebody's house.
Yeah, right?
No!
Good fire. All right, Jennifer.
Yes.
In the world of television, Simon Cowell is in the news, but not because of anything he did on television, right?
No. Well, although I think what's funny here is that when this happened to him, he was watching himself on TV. And if you didn't hear the story, he actually had someone break into his house, and he had an altercation.
He hired somebody to break into his house?
No. A woman used a brick, and she smashed through the window of his house in London, crawled into his bathroom. And then I guess he heard this loud bang. He rushed upstairs to find out what was going on. He went in, and there was a woman standing in the bathroom
window
holding a brick. She smashed her way in, and he didn't know how long she had been there because he didn't hear the actual brick break. He just heard her messing around up there.
Really?
He has a security team. They rushed in, got the woman. They waited with her until police arrived. But the funny part here is that he was watching himself on TV during the break-in. Which doesn't surprise me
at
all.
Who do you like? I like me.
I like me, Mom. Right. My favorite TV star.
Yeah.
She took that Beatles song a little too literally, I think.
Which Beatles song?
She came in through the bathroom window.
I don't know that song. What song is that?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know that song.
A silver spoon.
Who knows that song and can sing it better than Roberta? A swell prize for you at 800-510-8255. Other television tidbits later on in the hour from Jennifer. Riccio meander in here at any moment in time. Meanwhile, Michael is taking your calls at 800-510-8255. This may not make the headline banner across the front of your morning newspaper because it affects or actually has to deal with newspapers. Advertising revenue for newspapers in America has been cut in half since 2005. I will repeat that. Advertising revenue for newspapers has been cut in half since 2005. Not the case in radio. Radio is actually about where it was. The difference, obviously, is the new media. People spending money on Google and Yahoo and the various new things, Pandora and Stitcher and whatever else. There are more things you can spend your money on. But interestingly, it sounds very self-serving, but radio has kept pace, mostly because people find radio still to be a valuable tool, especially the spoken word formatic stuff. I was listening yesterday to a news station on the FM band in New York as I was coming through New York, driving back from Washington to the farm, and it interested me the way I ran a news station in Boston back in the mid-80s, and we had a format, if you will, and most of the same, you know, the news stations pretty much do things the same way in terms of it's traffic and weather together on the nines. There's not much creativity you have to do there because people use it as a tool. And one of the things they use it for, frankly, are traffic and weather. So that's why a lot of stations put it together. You ever wonder why?
Traffic and weather together.
Traffic and weather together on the threes. That's because that's what the research tells the people running these stations people want. They want to have that information together. So anyway, then there's the whole business about spoken word discussions, whether it should be serious and political or whether it should be lighter, or you take the issues of the day and you don't grind them into the ground.
What do they say?
Well, it depends on whether you're talking to women and or men, and it depends on how old they are.
Really?
Yes. It is not the same for younger women. Women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s want a completely different approach than men in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. What a shock. And older people want something different than younger people. What a shock.
But don't the advertisers want that young demographic? They're like, they're really hot for that. Although the older people are the ones who have more discretionary income, right?
I think there's a modification of that going on now, Roberta. The old theory has been that you get them when they're young and they stay with the brand. If you're advertising something and somebody in their 20s says, you know what, I think I'll start buying Buicks. The chances are they'll stay with Buicks through their 30s, 40s, 50s, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Buick's a pretty good car now.
But the brand loyalty isn't a factor anymore, I think, as much as it used to be.
It isn't as much as it used to be, but there is still thinking. I mean, think about it this way. How smart is it? How do I say this without biting the hand that feeds me? The intellectual quotient of people who tell advertisers that they don't want to advertise on a station because of content that has nothing to do with your program. They tell you they don't want their ad running in your program, even though it's not the program that they have a problem with, just because it's on the same station. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. That kind of thinking is irrational and, you know, frankly, irrelevant, and gets in the way of their mission to get people to buy the product for the advertisers that they're promoting. Yeah, I understand that some people want to stay away from some of the controversial stuff. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But to just say, we're not going to be on that station because of host X, it's more than silly. It's not very bright, frankly. Okay.
But anyway, I would think that advertising, especially radio advertising, is more important than ever because there is no brand loyalty now, especially because of the internet and social media.
You need
to keep a deal.
Names.
Well,
this is just a deal. You need to keep the name, the image before
out there.
People. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You have to do that. And would you like some perfect representation for that theory?
Please, Doug.
Yes.
Stand by. It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course. When it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Jennifer, you noticed Roberta's on a different plane today.
She's like ready. She's popped up, ready to go.
Kind of like the El Supremos, who are hearing the health care law discussion and debate today again after yesterday. I was at the This is sort of a party. Yesterday, Washington was beautiful yesterday, beautiful this time of year. It's neat, neat city, always has been. I was happy to be there to sort of watch these people out in front of the Supreme Court building and their antics, just kind of foolish. And I say that lovingly, advisedly, but I guarantee you half the people there didn't know really why they were there. They had, you know, they don't like Obama or they do like Obama. And they come up with these parroted phrases and expressions. But the people were out there. When I got there yesterday morning at 4:30, they were outside the Supreme Court building. Who do they think is listening to them at 4:30?
I don't know. I mean, I admire that when people still go out and do their demonstrations.
You think
but I
Clarence
will tell you,
Thomas was up? Clarence Thomas
no.
was like,
no,
really?
But the media was up the early
but,
morning.
Yeah, yeah, they just wanted attention. Sound but what bites. I thought was so funny is when I was in Chicago and George Bush was still president, there was a group of people that just followed him around protesting.
Yeah,
things,
I know.
And
I, right.
They just out there all
so,
the time.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com has to do with how much you pay for health insurance. A, nothing. Oh. My employer pays for it all. B, less than $100 a month. C, between $100 and $500 a month. D, over $500 a month. That's Roberta. E, I don't know. What in the world are you drinking?
Add a two in front of that five, and that's what we pay.
Okay. What are you drinking? What are you eating? What are you smoking?
I'm eating a
what is going
a
on?
Peanut
with you?
Butter crunch bar, naturally and artificially flavored.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah. This is the happiest you've sounded because you actually got into. Roberta's been dealing, wrestling with moving into new space.
5 months.
In her apartment building. Yeah. And
birth.
It's made her moderately unpleasant to be around. I will tell you that. Is
moderately unpleasant.
Moderately. Our poll yesterday had to do with the spring and what you like to eat that is naturally produced. For example, 50%, I predicted this, Jennifer, as you may recall, 50% said strawberry was their favorite spring fruit, vegetable.
They caught up. Asparagus was in the lead, but the strawberry
was. Asparagus, really? Asparagus, yes. 13% at the end of the day. 16% said cherries. 13% said other than, and I can
cherry's
understand.
Cherry's not a spring fruit.
No, I know. This,
I know.
This
we decided it was wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. This is foolish.
But right, nobody put the best thing for spring, the best thing to eat in the spring.
Yeah.
Which is the dandelions.
Dandelions are interesting. If you cook them up and put a little butter on them, they're very good. Very,
fantastic.
Very good.
Yep. And you just go out and you pick them before they flower. They're delicious.
Gentlemen, would you please listen to me for a moment? I know you know how important it is to take care of your prostate health.
Oh, yes.
Your prostate can affect. This is going to be one of those days.
It's going to be a day.
Yeah, it is, right. Your prostate can affect urine flow and sleeping habits. It can even affect intimacy. So do not wait. First of all, see your doctor for a checkup, and then start taking Master Prostate Formula. It is an incredible formula, 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function and help you get a better night's sleep. I've been taking this stuff for years and years and years. All natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle of Master Prostate right now by calling 800-421-1712. That, wait a minute, does that make sense? One, yeah,
171112.
No,
1712.
1712 could be the other.
Right, there
yeah.
you go.
Master Prostate, incredible. Get it now. Have a better night's sleep. Get a free bottle in the million bottle giveaway. 800-421-1712. That's 800-421-1712.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I think I could probably be quiet for the rest of the program. It would be okay here.
It would be fine. Yeah. I think I could be quiet for the rest of the program.
Yeah. So, Roberta, please tell us the story again. That's not the Beatles version of that song. That's Joe Cocker. But tell us the story, because I was chastised, maybe some of you heard a few minutes ago, by Roberta, who took offense to the fact that I didn't know this song, even though it was on Abbey Road, a big Beatles album. I do not know.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't ring a bell. There's nothing about this that makes the bell
ring. It was written by McCartney. It's on Abbey Road. It was inspired by Apple's Scruffs, it said, who broke into McCartney's St. John's Wood home.
Really?
So, yes.
Kind of like whoever broke into Simon Cowell's home.
Yeah, kind of like the person who broke into Simon Cowell's home. Because it says it, because he said they came in through his bathroom window. So she came in through the bathroom window.
Really?
Protected by a silver spoon.
Uh-huh. All right. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The story behind the story. How many of you recognize that tune? 800-510-8255. John's in Minnesota. You recognize that tune, John?
No, I don't know anything about the tune, but I called in when you said something about what's your favorite food in the springtime.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's dandelions. As soon as they come up, that's really. Then I don't have to sprout my alfalfa and different seeds, so I just eat dandelions in the spring.
Oh, yeah?
Another dandelion fan.
Dandelion fan.
And eat them raw.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if you cook things, it kills the enzymes, and you don't get much food value out of it.
Mm-hmm. All right, but dandelions are good. I think Edgar could attest to that. You like dandelions, don't you? Dandelions, you ever cook them and put butter on them, eat them?
Dandelions? I used to go out into the park with my dad with a knife, and we would go out and we'd pick the early spring dandelions. And now
I feel
in
like
New
I'm
York,
missing the boat.
It's hilarious because you'll go into the parks and you'll see all the Oriental people in the park picking the early spring dandelions.
The Oriental people looking for dogs and dandelions in the park. There they
Check,
are.
Please.
Hi, right, John. Thank you. 800-510-8255. From the Did You Know and Do You Care, or is it Do You Care and Did You Know? It's Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. Did you know that pantyhose can be used as a temporary substitute for a broken fan belt in a car?
No, but did you know if you put your pantyhose in the freezer that they won't run when you put them on?
Is that true?
Absolutely true.
Yeah. Is it really?
And you won't either if they haven't thawed out.
That's true. It'll give you a little, you a little refresher down there.
Did you know and do you care that the bounce can be put back in a tennis ball by wrapping it in foil and heating it in the oven?
Hmm. Really?
Did you know that? Really? I mean, this is actually true.
Don't
Did
put
you
sauce
know?
On it. You know, you might wind
yeah,
up
right,
strange
exactly.
dinner.
Did you know and do you care that a birth control pill added to a gallon of water can make plants grow faster?
Oh,
don't
because
tell
the
Rick
hormones
Santorum.
In it.
Right. See, I don't even want to talk about it.
It was a joke. It was just a joke.
He's gotten really angry. Have you noticed how angry he's gotten? He's just nasty. All right, anyway, I don't want to go there. The average child laughs about how many times a day? This is from the Did You Know or Do You Care fact file. How much does the average child laugh in the course of a day? How many times?
Question.
800-510-8255. What's your question?
No, good question. I don't know.
Thank you. All right. 800-510-8255. I believe the last time I was looking at this file, we were discussing the fact that Americans eat 90 acres of pizza a day. Did you know that?
I remember that. Oof,
yeah, and you remember kissing burns calories? You knew that.
Of course. That's my favorite workout.
Oh, is it? And when was the last time you worked out? Let's get a little into the inside of Jennifer Horn's life.
I like to work out 3 or 4 times a week, Doug,
health. Every other day and twice on Saturday. Right, exactly. Let's see here. The average person has, I remember this, we're talking about how many hairs on the head. Okay, so anyway, from the Gale Book of Averages, how many times a day does the average child laugh? 800-510-8255 on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Do you have widespread unexplained pain? Have you talked with your doctor about fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia affects up to 12 million Americans, and symptoms include chronic widespread pain, tenderness, fatigue, and difficulty sleeping. According to a new national survey, fibromyalgia symptoms can impact many aspects of a person's daily routine. Yet many people who experience symptoms delay seeking help for 1 to 3 years. Dr. Beth Hodges, a fibromyalgia expert, has more.
70% of fibromyalgia patients are undiagnosed. People who think they may have fibromyalgia should describe their symptoms to their health care provider who can help make an accurate diagnosis. An early diagnosis is key to begin to manage fibromyalgia. The sooner people are diagnosed, the sooner they can begin an effective management plan. People with fibromyalgia should talk to their doctor and find out if an FDA-approved medication or certain lifestyle changes might be appropriate for managing their condition.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice services free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We, the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen back on the farm, ready to go to work, except there's one problem. It was 20 degrees last night. Everything froze up solid.
You and your weather that you've been
I know. It was 70, 80 degrees here for the last 2 weeks. I showed up. I brought the storm across the country with me. It snowed every day. Then it rained. And yesterday, coming up from Baltimore, from where Richie was, through Baltimore and up through Philadelphia and New Jersey and New York and yada yada. I went over. There's a bridge on the on that. It's not the Delaware Turnpike. It's the Baltimore end.
Right.
When you go just before you get into Delaware, there's this. I don't even remember what the river name is. I know I've been over that bridge 100 times. If I've ever been over it once. It was so windy, Richie. I really worried. I slowed down to about 30 miles an hour.
Really?
The wind was blowing across that bridge. I felt any moment was going to pick up that truck and just dump me right over the edge of the... so much to the point where I moved into the middle lane because I was on the side. Because I stay pretty much a truck like that, I stay off to the right most of the time. But I will tell you something. It was so windy. My God, it was... Windy. And then when I finally got home last night, it was just plain cold. I said to myself, wait a minute. I came back to work because the weather had been so good. It's time to get out on the tractor. And by the way, the amount of money that it cost, I don't even know where to begin to tell you how outraged.
This is amazing.
I was
amazed by this.
When I got on yesterday after I left you, and I went and I had an appointment in Washington. Then I got on the 495 and drove around Baltimore and paid my first toll at the Baltimore tunnel. When you go out, after you come by the harbor, there's the tunnel, and you go under it and you pay whatever. From that point to when I got off of the George Washington Bridge, actually I paid one toll in Connecticut. I'm driving now a pickup truck with a box on it. It carries, I've got furniture and stuff. It's a little budget rented truck, small.
Like a 21-footer type thing.
No, it's 14 feet.
Well, 14 feet, okay.
Yeah, it's a pickup truck. And then I'm carrying a little car on the back. So I'm paying, they charge you by the axle on all of these roads. So instead of thinking it through, I let, over the course of the afternoon driving from Baltimore to Connecticut, it cost me... Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Stop whatever you're doing. This is how wrong things are in America. I paid for that little truck in the car behind me $294 in tolls in the course of less than 200 miles. That's almost $2 a mile. to use roads that have already been paid for by you and me, the taxpayer. We're paying. There was not. Why did not pay
to be kept up,
one
Doug.
Penny? I didn't pay one penny in tolls until I got to Baltimore, north of Washington. Not 1 cent in tolls coming all across the country from Los Angeles to Asheville to Atlanta up to
when I got to Washington here.
$294. Now you ask yourself how a society like ours can function with that kind of corruption, because that's all it is. When I went across the George Washington Bridge, Roberta, and the guy looked at me with a straight face and said $42.50, if it hadn't been 8:30 last night, I would have just sat there, because my thinking at that point had gotten around to, who are you kidding? There's a car and a little pickup truck. Charge me for two vehicles, $9 a piece, because that's all they are, is cars. If I had to run through there with a pickup truck, $9. If I had to run through there with a car, $9. So I had them together, and they charged me $42.50.
Oh, and my goodness.
I said to the guy, who are you blanking kidding? And he looked at me and said, hey, man, it's like typical New Yorker. I thought it instantly of you. I was going to call you, as a matter of fact. But I was so annoyed, I just said, okay, I'm just going to drive on. At any rate, the guy says to me, hey, man, it's not my bridge. Don't get so testy. I said, of course I'm going to get testy. Why would anybody in their right mind not protest you charging $42.50 to go across a one-mile bridge?
How do you said, hey, it's not my bridge.
Yeah, well, that's it. That was, why I thought of Roberta. It's not my bridge.
Not my bridge, but I got one to sell you if you want.
Yeah, right. It's on the other side of town. Jeez.
I just work here.
How does anybody in a world like this figure that's okay? It just isn't okay.
And they
okay.
catch you by the cojones, because
right.
there's really no other way to do it.
I would have gone up the, if I'd have had, I was thinking of going up over the Tappan Zee Bridge, but it adds 30 miles.
It's yeah, a 30 mile away.
Right.
Yeah.
And as it was, I didn't get back at 11:30 last night. I wanted to, you know, get back here. But the whole notion of take it or leave it, like it or lump it, that's why people hate the government. It is. So, just a lesson, perhaps, there. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and me, I asked a question about how many, how many times a day does the average child laugh? You still got a minute to respond. 800-510-8255. Now, I missed Doug had a comment. Richie, did you get the gist of what he was?
Yeah. All I saw was that he wears pantyhose on cold days to help keep warm.
Right. Hmm. And that certainly was something that I wanted to discuss with him. Roberta, we were talking about things that you can do that are moderately different. And one of them was
your pantyhose in the freezer.
Right. And what happens when you do that, Jennifer?
They don't run when you're putting them on. They become sturdier.
And I said, neither will you unless they thaw out.
That's right.
Isn't that cold?
That's awful.
Yeah, of course it's cold.
That's got to be a horrible experience.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Okay.
It's better than having to run your pantyhose all the time. That's a pain.
Yeah. Nothing worse than running in pantyhose. Yesterday, Roberta, you'll get a kick out of this. So I'm going over to the Supreme Court, get in the cab at 4:30, and I'm wearing a pair of pants that are dress pants. I haven't worn them. I've been wearing jeans across the country. So most of my pants are fairly loose fitting, because I don't like tight jeans, especially when I'm driving. But these pants were snug. They were more dressed.
Showed off your curves.
Well, I guess that's what you say, except my curves apparently are a little bit too much, because I got into the cab and I heard... So right up the crotch of my pants, across the back of my pants.
He split his pants, and then he walked around like that all day.
I did. I didn't have any.
I don't care.
I didn't really give it
all day.
I don't care.
So I hope you don't go commando, right?
I don't. Commando, I don't. Somebody asked me that the other day.
No underwear.
Oh. No, I didn't. No, no. I had my white boxer shorts.
I bet sometimes he has.
Well, it depends on the circumstances.
But on the road, you know, you got to have that buffer between, you know.
So to speak. All right, anyway, let's
get... You didn't let it all hang out last
night. No, I was conscious of another 140 people around me in that room, and the hundreds of people outside who were protesting at the Supreme Court. It was really interesting. Talk about a circus. Richie's used to this because he's in Washington. The people who were there, absolutely, it was like... It's like going to watch the show Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah.
Monty Hall, and even today, the kid who does it, he does a good job. I forget his name. That's a good show, but the people standing outside
Wayne
the
Brady does it.
Wayne Brady, thank you. The people standing outside the Supreme Court look just like the people on Let's Make a Deal, dressed up like freakazoids. They really, and the signs that they have, and the, hey, man, and they get into it with each other. Like it was life and death. I suppose to some people it is, but it's just very interesting. And the, you know by looking at the crowd that most of them are not, they don't even understand what the real issue is. Mm-hmm. They don't. They haven't got a clue. They were bust in. Somebody said, hey, you want to go to Washington for a day? The cherry blossoms are out. You can go see them after you protest for a while in front of the Supreme Court. By the way, it's the same kind of a crowd, Richie, that was responsible for all the hoopla about Rush Limbaugh. It's that same mentality. It's that same group that just follow the leader.
Sure. The people you get hanging out protesting there are the people all the way to one end or the other.
Yeah, right. And they have no idea. They just either love Obama or they don't like him at all.
Right.
And that's the issue.
But hey, we need those people.
Yeah, of course. You need to stimulate conversation.
Sure.
That's what it's all about. All right. So the average child lasts 400 times a day. For those of you who didn't know that.
400. Wow.
400 times a day.
What does the average adult laugh?
Three. And they're all listening to this program.
No.
All right. Let's get some deals from the Queen of Cheap. Today, she is here, she being Roberta Fasanelli. She's the dumpster diver. She's the queen of cheap.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Let's start with a book that I absolutely and positively need. If you took a look at this apartment right now, you'd say, ah! It's How to Declutter and Organize Your Closet. Ever move? So you know what I'm living in here right now. Boxes of stuff all over the place. And you get it free, this book. It's called How to Declutter Your Home for Simple Living, Decluttering Tips and Closet Organization Ideas for Creating Your Own Personal Oasis. It's by Amazon. They're giving it to you free. It's that time of the month, at the end of the month.
You know, how did you know?
You know, the restaurant.com at the end of the month lowers their certificates, their $25 gift certificates to restaurants to just $2. They're normally $10, but they are 80% off. We have the coupon code for you at DougStefan.com. It's good through the 31st. So now's the time when I stock up on all the restaurant coupons that I want for the next month. Free Garnier Skin Renew BB Cream Sample. I have no idea what BB means. Maybe Better Body.
Better Body.
BB.
Better
like
Bodies
BB
by
guns.
BB.
Yes. You know, if you're pockmarked in your face, I don't know. But right. You can get the you get the sample free on Facebook. And this one I love. You know, I usually don't eat at chain restaurants, but one of the few that I will go to is Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not getting paid to say this. It's just my own thing. So we have this great coupon for you. $10 off a purchase of 2 entrees. At Outback Steakhouse, you fill out a short form, you pick your location, and then the coupon will be emailed to you within about 48 hours. And we have all the details for you at the Queen of Cheap site at DougStefan.com.
And you are being paid to say this.
And we are being paid to say this. Well, you know, until now, shoppers had two choices, stores with low prices but not great products, or stores with healthy products but very expensive prices. But there's a website called Vitacost.com, and they've got natural and organic foods, household essentials, vitamins and supplements at all up to 50% off. And orders over $49 ship free.
Free!
You get whole food products at Walmart prices. Just think
free.
Of it as Mominomics.
Free!
Take your shopping list to Vitacost.com. Take the cost out of healthy living.
Free!
Free!
If you're trying to lose weight as spring has sprung and the grass has riz and you're looking to find out where the flowers is, there are a lot of things that people do to lose weight. The diuretic weight loss plan. You know that plan? Diuretics. They allow your body to drop pounds quickly by dehydrating your body. That's not a healthy
That's
way.
That's healthy. Yeah.
She go to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah, right. It's crazy stuff. Don't do that. Do this. Hold on a minute. Excuse me for a minute.
No, I think you sneezed.
Yeah.
Bless you.
All right. Well, you know.
Bless you again.
Oh, boy.
Okay, allergy season back on the farm. Here I am. Wow. All right. Anyway, what I was about to say before I was so rudely interrupted by those dargon allergies is the simple way, healthy way, and what I consider to be the right way this year, you'll start taking TH121, which is an antioxidant-based anti-aging weight loss formula. Provides dramatic results, no side effects, no racing heart. You don't stay awake at night. You go to sleep, rest well. What this does is set in motion every cell in your body becoming a fat-burning factory. That's what it does. And it's also a powerful appetite suppressant. So you got a double whammy. You don't feel as hungry, and the fat that's on your body is being burned off by this product. It is the only thing around that I see that makes a whole lot of sense because it's so easy and so inexpensive. Call 800-525-2710 now and try a free 30-day supply of TH121. When you purchase a bottle at the regular price, you get another bottle free. TH121, a fat-burning factory that will help you look your best and be healthier faster. 800-525-2710. You have nothing to lose because, okay, you're not going to pay for one bottle. The one you pay for, if you take both of them and you don't see any results, you get your money back. How do you beat that? You want to beat the weight, and this is the way to do it safely, intelligently. TH121 at 800-525-2710.
Do you have widespread unexplained pain? Have you talked with your doctor about fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia affects up to 12 million Americans, and symptoms include chronic widespread pain, tenderness, fatigue, and difficulty sleeping. According to a new national survey, fibromyalgia symptoms can impact many aspects of a person's daily routine. Yet many people who experience symptoms delay seeking help for 1 to 3 years. Dr. Beth Hodges, a fibromyalgia expert, has more.
70% of fibromyalgia patients are undiagnosed. People who think they may have fibromyalgia should describe their symptoms to their healthcare provider who can help make an accurate diagnosis. An early diagnosis is key to begin to manage fibromyalgia. The sooner people are diagnosed, the sooner they can begin an effective management plan. People with fibromyalgia should talk to their doctor and find out if an FDA-approved medication or certain lifestyle changes might be appropriate for managing their condition.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
Hi, Jennifer Horn here with the Television Tidbit Report. Jimmy Kimmel has a side job, Jen.
Yeah, good news for Jimmy Kimmel, and I think he's pretty funny. He has been tapped to host the 64th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards, airing September 23rd.
He was on, he had Steven Seagal on with him last night, and Seagal just was so awkward. The whole thing was he's got a new TV show apparently coming out, and it just, the conversation was very uncomfortable. You could see Kimmel was just not
ready to get him out of there.
I don't know. He's just uncomfortable. All right, so what else, Jen?
Just to finish up with Jimmy Kimmel, he said, quote, "I hope to be able to do for the Emmys this year what Eddie Murphy did for the Oscars," which was kind of a little smack. Exactly. All right, the Fox Network also announced yesterday that they're celebrating the 25th anniversary this month with a primetime special featuring reunions from some of their biggest shows, including The X-Files. David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson will be back. Yeah. And Married with Children.
So they're going to do new episodes of these shows, is that it?
Yeah, isn't that cool? They're primetime special, so yeah. I don't know if they'll be in character or not. But Calista Flockhart will be there from Ally McBeal, Jason Priestley, a lot of the cast from Beverly Hills 90210, Gabrielle Carteris, Shannon Doherty, Ian Ziering, and also Patrick Warburton from The Tick. That's going to air on April 22nd on Fox. Camille Grammer, who is the former wife of Kelsey Grammer, has made an announcement that she is not returning for another season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Who cares?
The horror.
Who cares?
A lot of people that watch that show is very popular.
Is it really?
Really popular. Yeah. Also, fun news for American Idol. This might make me tune in. Stevie Nicks is slated to be a guest mentor on this week's episode of American Idol.
That'll be kind of fun. That's not a
bad idea. That'll be fun.
All right, so you get this big mound of cocaine, right?
And stop. You're
stop.
51 past
there
the hour.
You know how to do that.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Mr. McFadden, Ms. Fasinelli, Ms. Horn here. In a minute, we're going to meet Steve Penner, who is a dating and relationship coach. We're going to start focusing on your relationships.
I need him.
This guy's been at this for three decades, so he knows what he's talking about. Stand by for Steve Penner here on Good Day.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
Welcome to our newest contributor. Steve Penner is the author of The Truth About Dating Revealed, How to Realize and Raise Your Dating Quotient. Each week at this time, he's going to be here to help you if you are in the need. I mean, Richie's not, but Jennifer is, and Roberta might as well be, and I'm always available. So here we go. Steve, with 30 years' experience, you have a website. It's kind of cool, yourprofiledoctor.com. And a lot of times people ask you when the best time of year is to join these services. It's springtime, things are growing, love blossoms and blooms, yada, yada, or is that too easy?
No, well, that's one of them. Like with common theme I'm going to say almost every week is that it's totally different for men and for women.
Is it?
Okay. And, yeah, if you were to graph when men join a dating service or an online service, the line would be almost flat. It would be straight across, because men tend to be oblivious to the time of year, what's happening. With
Except,
women, though,
Steve, I bet they don't join during the holidays, do they?
Yeah, actually, not that many people join during the holidays.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be one time there'd be a little dip. But even then, since women absolutely don't join during the holidays, men will wonder where all the women are. but the women's graph would is like a roller coaster going up and down. And the three times a year that most women join, therefore making a great time for men to join, one is January, right after, you know, after the holidays, after, you know, spending New Year's Eve with their Aunt Aggie. and also, and their New Year's resolution is always, you know, there are three New Year's resolutions, you know, losing weight, quitting smoking, and meeting somebody. So if you're single, that's their New Year's resolution. So January is a busy time of year. And you're right, right now is spring hits and women really love, romance does bloom. And this is when, that's why I wanted to do it right now. First week of April is very busy.
Really?
Yeah, that's women come out of the woodwork and say, okay, I want to meet somebody now. And I'd like to have a relationship for the summer, you know. And then the third time of year is September. The whole back to school mentality. The women, women tend to go away on vacations in August with their women friends, and they come home and back in their tan and they're slender and they've dieted in September, and that's the other time that women join. What's interesting is that in August, when the women, see, women go on vacations with women friends.
Yeah, forget the when to sign up. Where do they go on vacations? That's what every man is asking right now.
Well,
they're at the beach usually, you know. But men look around in August, don't see any women. And it's just the same thing happens during the holidays. When the women don't join, the men, you know, are wondering where the women are. In fact, here's an interesting fact. After 9/11, all right, the day of 9/11, that very day, we had a whole bunch of dates scheduled. And, of course, all the women called and said, well, I have to cancel my date. I can't possibly meet somebody today. And we'd call the men and say, okay, Linda wants to cancel the date. And they'd say, why? You know, the men would say, why? Just because of 9/11? I mean, what happened? You know? I have this date planned.
Sam, these are obviously sensitive new age guys.
Yeah, right. And then what happened from all of September and all through October, women were hanging out with their friends. They were crying. They were depressed. Uh-huh. And it, that year, in that time period, like only a handful of women contacted us, and a lot of men contacted, a real lot of men, because they said, "Where's the? I went to a singles bar. There's no women there."
Check out your profile, doctor.
If you are a